With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Israel and Hamas are trading accusations of ceasefire violations. The Israeli military said Hamas carried out multiple attacks against its forces in Gaza this morning. Israel responded with an airstrike and called the Hamas attack a bold violation of the ceasefire. Mr. Trump had warned if Hamas violates the ceasefire, it will be taken care of. Multiple universities are refusing to accept the Trump administration's higher education funding plan.
The White House recently sent a letter to nine universities asking them to commit to Trump administration policies on gender and race in exchange for priority access to funding. MIT leadership said the proposal would limit free speech and campus independence. Similar concerns were cited in rejections from Brown University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the University of Southern California. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Instagram is making changes it says will better safeguard teenagers.
Teens will no longer be able to follow accounts that regularly share age-inappropriate content, such as links to OnlyFans accounts. If teens already follow these accounts, content and messaging is blocked. Anyone under 18 signing up for Instagram is automatically placed into restrictive teen accounts unless a parent or guardian gives them permission to opt out. The company also adding an even stricter setting parents can set up. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is ending U.S. aid to Colombia. In a post today, the president called Colombian President Gustavo Petro an illegal drug dealer who does nothing to stop the flow of drugs into the U.S. Mr. Trump said as of today, the U.S. will no longer make any large-scale payments or subsidies to Colombia, calling it a ripoff of America. This is SRN News. A new poll asks churchgoers about social issues.
It's a joint venture of the Family Research Council and Arizona Christian University, and it reveals that only 43% of people who regularly attend worship services identify as pro-life, down from 63% in 2023. Just 46% of respondents accept the definition of family as being limited to one man and one woman married with children. FRC spokesman David Clausen says, quote, "Confusion inside the church is not primarily a political problem, it's a discipleship problem." Michael Harrington reporting.
October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and President Trump has released a statement. Mr. Trump's proclamation says that every child is created in the holy image and likeness of God with inherent dignity and worth. We celebrate the extraordinary individuals living with Down Syndrome who bring joy, wonder, and meaning to the world. This is SRN News. Soccer's high-profile tournament in North America next year is already a hot ticket.
FIFA has announced that over 1 million tickets have been sold for next year's World Cup. The tournament will be hosted by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The highest demand for tickets comes from those three countries. FIFA reports that fans from 212 countries and territories have purchased tickets, even though only 28 of the 48 spots have been filled. The tournament runs from June 11th through July 19th. The first round of ticket sales was a lottery with 4.5 million applicants. The next draw opens on October 27th. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
French police are investigating a daring jewel heist at the Louvre. The BBC says thieves broke into the museum early this morning and stole priceless jewels shortly before it opened. The thieves broke in using a truck-mounted ladder to gain entry through an upstairs window. More details at srnnews.com.